Busy, man. Busy.
Hey, man. We've had so many highs and lows in the sport. We saw it in Lenzer Heide, then in Andorra, then in West Virginia, and in West Virginia last year with the team and the overall. And it's like another, it's just this craziest sport we're doing.
Dude, it's,
oh, no, you're doing.
It's crazy. This sport, I think every sport is kind of a roller coaster, but this one is like, we fucking try to ride our bikes the fastest we can. We ride on the edge on like loose surface, like it was so slippery because of the dust. Like, it can be muddy, there is roots, there is rocks, there is rolling rocks.
There's not really other sports where they can have a, like, such an imperfect playing field. Like other sports, yeah. Like, no, you fix that, you fix the pitch and like the goal for the fucking football or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You guys,
it's always changing.
Maybe moto and rally or
yeah,
something.
Yeah. I think this is the most complex sport because
yeah.
Even if you like at moto like or ski, if you look at ski, like to compare, it's like, okay, they, it's kind of the same sport, like against the clock,
yeah.
2 minutes maximum, I think, effort, but it's snow, so it's like, it's this crazy because the times are really close, but yeah. No, us, we are playing with
rocks,
the dirt can be already different, same for us, the snow can be different, but yeah, there is trees, there is rocks, rolling rocks, roots, it can be muddy, it can be dry, it's so hard, and weekend in and weekend out, it can be totally different, and this one was different, and it changed so much, all the days was different, and it was nearly a weekend, like, a lot of crashes, and I was like, fuck, I was so pissed off for like Louis, Cammy, Connor, I saw him, and Tristan in our team, like, it's crazy. Yeah. I think I missed a lot of them, but, and I was like, fuck, don't fuck that, bro.
Okay, tell us about what happened, like you, what happened?
I don't know, I struggled a lot the two first days, and I finally felt good today, so I was so stoked, like, yeah, I enjoyed my ride.
Yeah.
So it was really good, and I don't know, I was riding well. I was a bit like stiff in my forearm,
yeah.
And I was like, okay, try to ride relax.
Is this just like arm pump, or is this from like carrying on from crashing in Andorra? Or
No, it was just like kind of arm pump, because the track is really brutal here,
yeah.
And I didn't find the right setup like the two first day, so I think it just like, but kind of it make it happen, you know,
yeah.
Like if I had a good setup first day, maybe it didn't happen, yeah. But we never know,
yeah.
And so I was fighting with that, like doing warm up, I was like trying to message myself,
yeah.
Before, or it was like fuck, but otherwise I felt good, and I was not riding crazy, but I was riding well.
But I've got to ask, because, you know, we saw this with the Prello last year. Are you riding for the win today, or are you riding to seal the overall?
Like,
because
coming,
it's crazy, like, where you finish, like, three positions from sealing the overall.
Yeah.
Because I knew where you had to finish, 24th.
Yeah, 25th. I'm 26th.
Fuck, I thought you had to finish 24th. Okay.
It's like, yeah.
But then, what the chances that you had to finish 25th and you finished 26th? The fans are lucky, because we can see a crazy Val d'Isol.
Yeah.
I think Val d'Isol, so I think Finn, I think
he will go for it.
Okay, now listen here. You're 249 points.
Yeah. So if you win, I need to score 2 points.
Yeah. So you need to be top 60.
I think 59 or 58, something like that.
But we've seen that, we've seen that before at the Prela and Pom Pom.
Yeah. No,
so anything can happen, the sport. But,
I can injure myself. I can.
Will you maybe make the quali and maybe just like cruise down, do some manuals and some tweaks, and, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And get 50th place, just to be safe. Have a beer on the course. Or you're going for a podium in Val d'Isol. What are you going to do?
Like, I knew I could rub the overall here, and I put a lot of pressure on myself. Like, I didn't put pressure on myself, but I had pressure on myself. Like, it's like, fuck, you can't win that shit.
And you've done it before here at this race.
Yeah. But I don't know why the pressure came on me, and I was like, so bad. Didn't find the right setup, I was struggling. And okay, dude, like, let's change some things, and I really wanted to go for the win because I fucking just want to win.
Oh shit.
I'm really stupid because if I just like cruise on track, I would have won the other one.
Hey, you said it, not me, bro.
But I'm just stupid and I just love too much that shit.
Oh boy.
But I promise in Val d'Isère, I just will try, I think.
Yeah, but hang on. The problem with that, what you say now, there's a big race between here and Val d'Isère.
Yeah, and I'm gonna send it.
So, fuck, what happens? I'm not even gonna talk about it.
No. Yeah, that.
You're going for the win in Leger too? Dude.
Yeah, for sure.
Life is short,
dude, and I will play. I love to play, I love to win, so if I don't try, dude, like. I'm in the good shape this year, I'm riding well, so. If you don't try to. Otherwise, I don't race. I don't go to Leger.
Yeah.
I could do that.
Yeah.
But I fucking want the stripes. And I feel I can have it.
Yeah.
And I never felt that. But I think I can have it this year. This is the first time I feel it.
Yeah.
So maybe I don't say I'm gonna have it. But
no.
I feel I can. So.
But it's quite interesting because this race. Now, like, Laurie has finally got the feeling he can have the stripes.
And, true. Like
so is it Laurie's, cool? Because before, we thought it's Leger is only going to be... at the beginning of the year, we said Leger is going to be Almery, Laurie, or Loic. One of those... Coulanges.
Yeah.
One of those four is going to be world champion. But now we have fucking Finn, we have Gwyn, we have Manar, we have Laurie, we have some people, maybe even Bernard Kerr. Imagine Bernard Kerr world champ. That would be crazy.
Could be crazy. But yeah, like on the paper, like all the top 10, top 15, like just fucking can do it. Even Dunn can have it.
Can you imagine?
He can.
He could.
That's the beauty and the drama of the sport. Like you can fucking be good like kind of all time and you can like just finish second at world champs behind someone who just like do a magical run. Yeah. So that's a problem with world champs. But
if you were like say you could pick another sport to be like how you are now, one of the best mountain bikers, downhill mountain bikers in the world, if there's another sport, would you pick Formula One? Would you pick Moto? All you guys pick Moto, but like, what would it be? Like,
Choose to do something?
If there's like another sport where you could be Amaury Perron in that sport, which would it be? What is your
Supercross on motocross in US?
All right, so you're Moto guy.
Cause fuck yes, dude. Like, it's kind of similar to downhill, like there is red, this is a bit longer, so you can crash and still win.
Yeah.
So this is, I like that.
Yeah.
But moto is pretty sick. Those guys are gnarly. They ride fucking moto for
so
30 minutes.
Races,
and there is so many races, so you have to be, it's not the same as us. You can be, you can have some week out, you know?
Yeah.
And for us, it's like only 8 races.
Yeah.
Which is good, it's better than last year with 6.
Yeah.
But like we don't really are allowed to error.
Yeah.
But I say that, but I have 2 bad weekends and I'm still leading. But you look at Finn, he missed 1 race.
Yeah,
and he's second overall and he can grab it. So. And sport is beautiful and can be super hard, but. That's, I think, why we love it so much, huh?
And we're lucky to have people like you pushing the sport.
Yeah, just like... For that, we are lucky. We think we are, like, doing kind of... I'm pretty sure it's the best sport ever, because it's so cool. Like, I was stoked for Finn. Like, I saw it.
If someone is going to win and it's not you, it's pretty cool that Finn won here in Montenegro.
Yeah, it's so bad for me because if Laurie won, I was one of the world. But
yeah.
I was stoked because just the atmosphere, the crowd was like, fuck yeah, Finn. And he was like with his crowd in his home country, first race win. That was beautiful. So, and he did a perfect weekend at off.
Yeah.
He deserved it. He was close 2 times this year.
Yeah.
2 times he ended up second behind me. So he just fucking did it, and that's pretty sick.
And he can probably speak French because he's like Canadian, you know.
He speaks French a little bit. He
so
can understand.
So we can't call him a Frenchie, huh?
And we say the Quebecois, the Quebec people, are our cousins. Yeah, yeah. This is a different French, but a French, and this is our cousins. His quote was pretty sick.
Okay. Alright, see you in Leger.
Yeah.
What do you do in the next 2 weeks?
Would
you like train or do you chill? What do you do?
I need to chill a bit.
Yeah.
And then I will train, but not something crazy, I think.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of short, like only 2 weeks, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I will rest and train a bit. And then we go, baby.
Well,
Ricard is done.
Ricard is done. Game over.
Yeah. I need that, dude. I fucking need to chill and forget kind of everything and have fun. So
yeah, you guys need a break.
Yeah, a little one.
See you in Leger.
See you in Leger, baby.